Thanks to Mo Greens for being a sponsor of today's show. If you're looking for an elite cannabis destination, make the wise choice. Mo Greens, the premium consumption lounge in the heart of San Francisco. Mo Greens combines old-school San Francisco charm with unparalleled customer service, creating a truly elite cannabis experience. Go to mogreens.com to plan your visit. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Groovy Dogs Wash Hairs. H-A-R-E-S. That's from Manster420 on Patreon. Join us at the patreon.com/gettingdug to become a member of the 420 Club and support this show. Doug plugs. Another way to support this show is to come see me live. If you're in L.A., tonight I'm going to be in Jeremiah Watkins' On the Spot show at the Comedy Store. And then this weekend, on Saturday, I'll be at Zany's at 420. That's in Nashville. I'll be at the Stardome in Hoover, Alabama on Sunday night. And Monday, I'll be at Stand Up Live in Huntsville, Alabama. And don't forget about my 419 and 420 shows in Royal Oak, Michigan, and Boston, Massachusetts, respectively. For all of my road dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com and enjoy the show. Blast off. Here we are in this basement. We've got a newbie and an oldie. It's Carlisle Forrester and Matt Besser, everybody.
Good to be back, Doug.
It's good to have you back, dude. We always like to have you at the table. You were surveying all this stuff.
Yeah, I always like to know what's new.
You jumped in, asked about the strains today, and I might as well share it with the viewers as well. We've got a sativa called Power Tangy and an indica called Gravity OG. But of course, we don't start until it's 20 minutes after the hour.
Oh.
Because that means it's 420 somewhere.
420 somewhere.
And wow, we're running way ahead of schedule. This hasn't happened in a while where we have to just sit here and chat for two more minutes.
I just want to say I feel very awkward because I'm like waiting for my first day smoke to have with Doug Benson. Usually I'd be very high by this point in the day, but
you waited until now.
I waited, so
I love that.
I have a weird energy, that's why I'm actually not my normal self just yet.
Because normally you would have smoked a ton by this point in the day.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I did smoke a teeny little bit, but not.
I see.
Yeah, my personality's not up to snuff yet.
Full disclosure.
So let me ask you. I just found out about the new consistency sauce.
What?
Am I right? It's not called shatter anymore. Yeah. It's called sauce, or it's a different consistency, like I said.
Well, our dab master's coming on the show later, and he really lit up when you mentioned that.
So, yeah, he's giving me the thumbs up. I want to know what the difference is.
We'll
the
talk
dispensary.
Sauce. This is a good tease for the third act of
sauce
the show.
Sauce is coming up.
We're going to be talking about sauce. You got questions about sauce? We'll answer them.
The dab master.
Coming up.
Like my wife does not like the word sauce. Because I always put a little extra into it when I say it. Like, she'll say, tonight we're having chicken. I'm like, does it have any sauce?
Do you ever use it with regards to acting?
Put a little sauce on it?
Yeah, I heard Adam Pally say that one time, and I was like, God damn it, I love that guy.
One more time, put a little sauce on it.
Yeah, he's like, well, how much sauce are you going to put on that? He said to another actor, and I was like, God damn it. Everybody knows what he means. That was the signal that it's 19 minutes after the
Thank
hour.
Thank God.
We loaded up everything with sativas. Is
That's
that your
idea.
Both of your preference?
Yes, please.
Especially this early in the day. We've got shit to do.
All right.
Does anybody have a show tonight? Are you performing?
I'll be doing mics tonight.
Yeah?
But
where's that? Which one? More than one?
Okay, the best mics are at the Dojo of Comedy, Sycamore Tavern. You know this.
That's on La Brea and Sunset?
It's across from the In-N-Out on Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Top floor.
All right.
You can catch comedy
there. Oh, there's an upstairs in there?
Yeah, the upstairs is now just a comedy club.
Oh, that's
so
neat.
So 7 nights a week there's comedy. They're not always mics. There's shows. There's all kinds of stuff.
What's it called?
It's called the Dojo of Comedy.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. And they're just calling them mics now instead of open mics.
Okay, somebody else was giving me shit about this. Do I sound like a douchebag?
No, it's just, you know,
full word.
Everything gets shorter as, you know, as it goes along. There was something, somebody was trying to abbreviate something the other day to be cool, and it was not cool. Like, there's this shopping mall in Sacramento called How About Arden, because it's on the corner of How and Arden. And they recently tried to rebrand and call themselves HBA. You know, it's
you're
like,
not down.
No. Nobody cares.
Well, I got How About an Arden argument about a TCBY, because I'm from Little Rock. And most people will say it stands for what? TCBY.
The country's best yogurt.
That's what most people will say. But I'm old enough to know it started out, this can't be yogurt.
Oh. Wow.
Look it up, folks. And then they changed it because they're like, you lying motherfuckers, it isn't yogurt. It's fucking ice cream. You're calling it yogurt.
Hey, we missed 420.
Can I have a bong hit for my first?
Or any 20.
Can I partake in this bong situation?
Yeah, you certainly can. I apologize for, I usually just load it up for myself, and I've been rude not offering it up, but I want you to have a freshie.
There should be more bongs on the table. There's like a lot of pipes.
Yeah, I'm a bong girl.
That's a great pun on an old expression.
What's the expression?
You should be Bond girl. You should be, bong girl and do like a poster where like instead of a gun, it's a big bong that you're
slowly coming out of the water.
Sliding up against or whatever.
Yeah.
Like the girls in all the James Bond movies do with guns.
I can have the braids. Like, what's her name?
Bo Derek.
But thank you.
All right. I'm getting you a fresh
bowl. I haven't
even
smoked yet. I'm already.
Yeah, you're going to be so happy with this once I get my shit together. What do you, you got to just, you're happy with a pipe over there, Matt?
No, I'm not happy. But I wasn't going to pause and wait for that fucking bong.
All right, well, you both take, well, I'll take bong rips then. I love
yes.
it. And then you both, I guess, probably fairly excited to know that we will be, dabs will be available later in the
I'm
show.
I'm very excited
like
for dabs.
Because I'm scared of doing it myself.
Oh, yeah?
I mean,
you
I don't want to get into the
it.
Whole culture of learning how to do it. I need professionals like this to present it to me.
Okay, yeah. No, he's
first time
put
to
it
do
right
it should
you.
Be on camera, you know? It's
oh, really... I've done it before, but there's always a pro there.
Okay.
Yeah. That's smart. It's a good way to live.
I will say I'm a big fan of the Tangies.
Shout out.
Have that.
Yeah. Shout out to the Tangies.
Yeah, I've never been disappointed by a Tangie.
The orangey smells.
The weed or a person. It's just a fun name. All right.
Oh, more bongs.
There you go.
Tangie.
Oh, bongs are flying in, you guys.
Tangie.
It's an all bongs episode. All bongs all the time. I had no idea we had so many good clean ones standing by.
Yeah.
This is a, wow. Guests have never come on and said, hey, where's the bongs? Hey, see this one here, though, Matt? Try yeah. this thing. I think
Water
you'll
pipe.
Like it. It's fun. Look at that.
Looks old. It's like from the 90s.
You could even give him fresh water.
That's a reasonable assessment.
This is a celebrity here.
But it is a fun pipe. Yeah, fresh water would have been a good
idea.
That's
a big old.
Yeah, we really, really
this is,
playing a trick on you here.
This is soft on your mouth, mm-hmm. which is very nice. Doesn't cause the old bong face indention, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, oh, those yeah. fuckers that'll eat a ton of Cheetos, then take a bong hit, then you follow them.
It's
fucking orange
it's so
fuckers.
It's so good.
Those Cheeto-faced fuckers.
Yeah.
That's why you don't smoke at a party. You arrive high, and when you're not high anymore, you leave.
Yeah.
Really?
I've never done that, but it sounded good.
New Year's Eve, I was at a party where I was the only person on weed. Because New Year's is a very, like, uppity drug type of a holiday, right?
Yeah, more Molly.
But weed. I just did not fit
yeah,
in.
Yeah, ecstasy.
Everybody was on ecstasy and, like, on coke. I'm just bringing, like, a Daria-like energy just in the corner with a bong, like, by myself.
It wasn't that great of a year, you guys.
Yeah.
Let's not get crazy.
I was like, look, 2019 can't be everybody's best year. Like, y'all need to pump the brakes. Somebody...
Did you say bong by yourself? That's not a good look in a corner.
It's really not. At a party, yeah. like, yeah, it was weird, but...
Just almost looks like you're a station in the party.
I needed you guys here.
Oh, yeah, people might come by for some hits. That'd be fun. Yeah. Just sit in one spot and be like,
weed's useless on Molly, though.
Is it?
It
counteracts
it.
Beer, weed, you just think. Don't you think so?
I have never done it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wait, you've never done Molly?
Uh-uh. No, I'm just in, you know, really sticking to this weed thing.
Yeah, that's good because it's too dangerous.
It's really
now.
Been working out for me.
I'm in ecstasy when I say Molly, so I hope you aren't parsing that.
We assume that by your age, right. Matt.
Oh, I get it. In that case, I have
is
done
there
it.
A, what's the fucking pull here?
but just twice. I think you got to pull that up. But sometimes those things get stuck.
Ah, this is all old. Not that weak.
Yeah, I think that one got stuck, maybe. One way to fix it is to just take the entire thing and smash it on the ground.
Make your own hole, right? Just look at a little hammer.
Fucking go Ching. At it. Because that also, as much as I love bongs, I think I'd also like to see slow motion footage of bongs being destroyed by, you know, gunfire.
Oh, gunfire.
Yeah. Yeah, like a shooting gallery kind of thing.
I pictured Letterman off the building, and you're straight to gunfire.
Oh, that's fun, too. No, you're right. That is good.
Because you want to see it filled and, like, coming straight down.
Yeah.
It'll hit and break, and the water will shoot up.
Yeah, when and where are we going to do this?
And then that's a dog will jump over it.
But everybody takes, like, you know, it's like, people bring their bongs that are beyond repair.
Yeah, like this one.
I have one.
And we drop it off the side of a, you know, how tall was Letterman's building? He did about 5 stories, I think.
Probably.
Yeah.
We should go back to that building. You know, probably has a new owner, hasn't had some action in a while.
That's somewhere in New York, eh?
Yeah.
But that is a great idea. And make it all for charity somehow.
Now, I know there's the viewers going, clear the hit, but I can't because there's no car.
He can't pull it.
Come on.
Shut up.
Somebody
you
it.
Pull it.
Zip it, viewers. Enough with your comments. Aren't you high
I
right now?
I know that comment.
Can't you just get too high to comment? I think that's what happens to me. Tell us your high history, Carlisle. When was the first time and how'd that work out?
I think the first time I was probably 15. And I just realized there's a car up there.
Oh, there you go.
And I remember it very vividly because
you can pull that boy out.
I was riding in a car going this way down a street that I knew very well.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden I realized we were going this way. And that's when I knew I was high for the first time.
Were you driving down the wrong way?
I wasn't driving. Somebody else was driving. We were in the back. We were passing around a bowl in like a Tahoe or a Suburban or something, like in the way back. And you know, it's my hometown, so you know your hometown like the back of your hand. Totally thought I was on one street going one way. Was going a different way. And that's when I was like, whoa, what is this? Then lots of laughing after that.
Okay, good. Because if it just made you always think you were going the wrong way, that's probably not
No, it was hilarious. It was disorienting and fun.
And by the way, the camera's that way. You're facing the wrong way.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So.
I think the voice should be that they're watching and they turn around when they don't like it.
Oh.
They turn their backs. Just really make it cruel. It's already cruel enough when sometimes nobody's chair turns around. You've seen that?
No.
It happens.
What do you constitute as like the beginning of your weed smoking though? Because there's just getting high with your friends and then there's the day that you actually go and you buy weed for the first time.
Oh, like, Lord. This is then you got to attack on like 2 more years on mine.
Okay.
Like 2 years later, because I was just smoked it if they had it kind of guy for a long time.
Like, I was
just at parties and stuff.
Well, you didn't know where to get it at first, right?
Well, and I knew other comedians would have it all the time. It was definitely when I started getting my own, it was because, you know, enough is enough. You know, you gotta contribute.
Right.
You know, once you want to smoke every day and every time you see somebody, then you gotta pitch in. So
you didn't have a sponsor right away.
That's when I put five on it. No, that's the thing. And then, very luckily, that's the greatest thing that could probably happen to me is I just became somebody that people just started giving weed anyway. So. You know, if I just toughed it out, I could have been a guy who never paid for his own weed. But I still do. I still like to go in. Went to Mo Greens in San Francisco this last weekend. They've been a nice, sponsor of the show, but I wanted to check it out in person. And it's just a place where you can buy stuff and then consume it immediately. They've got all the equipment. It's tidier than this, but this is basically the idea. Any kind of way you want to smoke it, they've got it.
Are there people wandering around there going, is this a grocery store? It sounds like the name of a grocery store.
No, there's...
I'm kidding, Mo.
Unless grocery stores now have seriously armed security out front.
Oh,
yeah, this should. Place, they're keeping it safe. And it was really nice time. We'll talk more about it later in the show. And we'll get higher with Carlisle Forrester and Matt Besser after these messages, maybe even from Mo Greens.
Hey everyone, this is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docuspecial on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
After checking out the Golden Gate Bridge, you're going to want to check out San Francisco's elite cannabis destination, Mo Greens. Mo Greens is the premium consumption lounge in the heart of San Francisco. Their expert bud tenders guide you through an extensive menu to tailor your experience. Their products are all curated by our team of skillful buyers and thoroughly tested to ensure the highest quality, from flower to edibles to accessories and more. All adults 21 and over can shop, relax, and enjoy cannabis in this safe and comfortable space. Mo Greens is a place where you can bring your mother. Hey, Mother's Day is coming up. Plus, the Wi-Fi is speedy. Try one of their three lavish consumption lounges where you can chill, work, create, stop in for a quick smoke, or enjoy some pregame time with your folks. Their values are based on multiple generations of San Franciscan wisdom, inclusion, breathtaking beauty, and realized potential. We promise that Mo Greens will deliver the finest cannabis dispensary experience you can find, and they look forward to hosting you soon. Mo Greens, where premium cannabis products and unparalleled customer service go hand in hand. Go to mogreens.com to plan your visit. Hey, wow. So that was a little glimpse at Mo Greens. Sorry. You should definitely check it out if you're anywhere near it on Market Street. You liked it, right, Alicia?
I loved it. It was so fun. In the dab room, there's just like a whole line of all the switches, and they were all lit different colors.
Oh, yeah, you'll see the switch later in the show today.
It's a very cool dab machine. About.
Yeah, switches?
I'm just pretending.
That's what we're going to use today, switch, right?
Yeah. It's like Willy Wonka. We'll get there.
Hey, before we get into the pot topics with Alicia, I just wanted to say that the YouTube community tab is now active. If you click on over there to vote on today's poll, it's about what your favorite sativa is. Mm. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but mine is Power Tangy, because that's what I'm smoking right now.
Yeah. I'm a Lemon Haze lately.
Ooh.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. You looked at me like, you're so not a Lemon Haze
It sounds
personality.
Like you know something about it if you just, you know, say anything like that. Oh, okay.
All right, guys, let me talk about terpenes for a half hour.
It's like the Zodiac people who just oftentimes
like
pretend like they know more than they do.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some pot topics
while I smoke
over here.
Okay. So Michigan, after 2 years of investigating this, the impaired...
My name's Matt.
Yeah, Matt. It's true.
You looked at me and said Michigan. Sorry. I thought you were starting to say Michigan.
It would be really funny if I accidentally called you Michigan, I think. Anyway,
Michigan J-Frog.
The Impaired Driving Safety Commission has recommended that the state not set any limit to how much THC can be found in someone's blood.
Yes. You should be as high as fuck when you're driving.
Well,
I mean, you should be allowed to be. Don't do it, you guys.
They don't have a means to find out how much THC is in your blood anyway, right?
Yeah, that's
It's just there's no real connection between the level that's in your blood and how impaired you actually are.
Yeah, because it stays in your blood for 30 days, right? So
it stays for a long time, and I think like pretty quickly the numbers even like halved as far as how it shows up in blood work. So I think it's just not a very consistent way of testing anything.
Yeah, so blood work, you know, that'd be great if they want to do that by the side of the road. Listen, we got to take a little bit of your blood and get that right taillight fixed. The main thing is to just not do anything wrong when you're driving high. That's my advice.
And my advice is this, because I got pulled over with weed, and I was just honest. I saw the guy had a dog in the car, and he was going to find it anyway. So I just told him, like, yeah, there's some weed in the console. And I find that cops, people lie to them all day. So, like, whenever you're actually just, like, real with them, they go easy on you. He let me go.
Yeah,
well... Wow. That's why I always have, I hate cats, but I always have what I call a car cat. It's this cat that just lives in my car. So when I ever get pulled over and they have one of those canine units, I just let out the car cat and he runs. And the cop's like, why is your eye so red? I'm like, I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah.
I just say I'm allergic to marijuana. That seems to fly.
I smell like marijuana because I was just at an anti-marijuana rally and we were burning pot. I hate that shit. Just like you, officer. My name is Michigan.
You smell like burnt weed and books.
And Elvis Presley records.
His pelvis moved too much.
Oh, my Lord.
When he sang, he had too much pelvis action.
So much.
So the parents had to protest.
It wasn't even his dick that he was thrusting, it was the pelvis.
I mean, the people that were protesting that, can you imagine the quick sizzle reel you could show them of what society is going to become?
Oh my God.
How they would just give him a heart attack.
Their brains would explode if they saw Elvis going,
oh, I'm full of money. I can do that now while smoking weed.
That was pretty good, actually.
Thank you. What's next?
Guam has legalized recreational marijuana. Ooh, Guam's a way better name than Michigan, I think.
I want to smoke some marijuana.
Guamja.
They
legalized it?
Well, it's going to allow people over 21 to have up to an ounce. They can't purchase it yet because they still need to figure out all the regulations with that. But they will be able to have 6 plants for personal use.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how that's our number, too. What's so magic about 6 plants? That's our law number.
An ounce is always thrown around. Like, you could fly up with up to an ounce out of LAX now.
Oh, really?
Like, you never need an ounce going anywhere.
Their website just straight up says that now.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want to make one of those neck pillows out of weed. That's probably just an ounce.
Yeah,
probably. It'd just be, like, just behind your neck.
Doug just looked at me like he's mad, like he was just about to market that, and I just let the idea out of the market.
Blew the lid off of it.
No, I was just thinking about, like, the guy whose job it is to go around at the airport in Denver. They have boxes that are amnesty boxes that you can throw your weed into at the last minute before you fly away.
Yeah, I hang out
there
all
day. It kind of says you must do it if you're standing there reading it. But if you walk by it, I guess you could say I didn't see it. But
I don't like those. The airports have the dog in that little...
That's what they do there, too, in Denver, is the dog just
scary.
Running
He's
around.
He's just going around.
Yeah.
And I'm walking
I love the dog, though, because sometimes that means you don't have to do the, like, overhead machine thing. You just do the walk-through machine. Like, sometimes that's the compromise.
If the dog's there.
But have you ever had a dog go off on you from just, like, remnants Like, you seem like you would travel.
Oh, yeah. No, I had a drug dog go off of me once, but airport dogs don't ever do anything because they're domestic anyway. They're just bomb dogs. They're not drug dogs.
I had been making bombs, but I didn't have any bombs on me. I just had weed on me. And I was like, my bomb is at home because I'm going to blow up something in this city.
I had some of that bomb weed on me once, and they stopped me from that. so that's great news about Guam. Is so you think maybe tourism is a part of their angle? Like that it'll be a fun place to go visit, sit on the beach in Guam and get high?
I mean, I think that sounds great.
Yeah.
I do too.
Go to Guam.
I hope they figure out how to sell it and stuff, you know.
What do you mean?
Because I still don't want to fly internationally with it going in any direction.
Right.
I wouldn't go to Mexico with it. I wouldn't go to Canada with it. You know.
Hell no.
No reason to. They're gonna have plenty when you get there.
If you're on a cruise ship, you can do it.
I'm taking it to Mexico on a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
I just put joints in my cigarette pack.
Just don't bring it back.
No one gave a fuck.
Don't bring it back. Finish it.
Right.
Finish it at sea.
Finish it.
Get it done. Give it a Viking funeral. I gotta list some of these Patreon people that sign up for. We say their names on the show as part of our thanks for their contribution. Mm-hmm. Dream Leif, everything's spelled. It's just I don't even know how to. I don't know why their name is that. Holden Tudix. Oh my God! If you would start doing those, I'd be so happy. The personal satisfaction that Mr. Tudix must be feeling right now. I wonder if he's related to Alan Tudix. Chris Perino, Greg Pineda, Cody Crow, Peter Jan Merciers, Nick Mingos, Doug Emmons, Joshua Chandler, and Nathan Collier. Thanks, all y'all.
Real sausage party there, guys.
Yeah.
No girl.
I think
members?
Our viewership.
Dream lady.
I would love more lady viewers.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe dream
ladies
lady.
Ladies who aren't watching, tune in.
Step up. Kick in a couple of bucks there.
Tell your lady friends.
Yeah, they can also contribute, but I just appreciate them watching. I think last time I saw numbers, I think our viewership was 10% ladies.
Nice.
not a great number.
I think it'll kick up once they know I'm on the show.
Oh yeah,
it's true. We don't have enough hunks on the show to attract the ladies. I'm always bringing my nerdy friends on, beautiful women who smoke weed. What's next?
Because
I got something. If you don't,
I know. Well, we could go either way.
You go, and then I'll go.
Okay. This is about another Doug, so this is cool.
Okay.
The U.S. House's top Republican, his name is Doug Collins from Georgia. He's their top Republican on criminal justice issues, by the way. He is calling on the Democratic majority to pass legislation that would let states legalize marijuana without any federal interference.
Yep, it's all about states' rights. And even if you're a Republican, you're into that because you want states to be able to do messed up things.
Mm-hmm. And you want that tax money. My state of Arkansas has legalized it, but they won't let the people have it because all these conservative congressmen finding loopholes and red tape so nothing ever gets off the ground. And meanwhile, meth problem all over these counties where those people could have weed farms and make money.
Yep.
And you get tax money off that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And they'll one day just go, oh yeah, and then do it.
It'll be too late.
Learn from California. Who knows when. Look at how much money they fucking made off of legalizing.
But you know, it's just flipping everywhere.
And even California hasn't made enough. Because there's still too much bureaucracy.
Well, California is threatening to run out of weed.
Yeah, that's,
really?
That's the story right these days, yeah.
Oh my God.
We might have to get it from somewhere else.
No.
Oregon?
Guam?
Yeah, Guam should just be
I love that Arizona weed. Desert weed.
Well, you know, fortunately, thanks to modern technology, you know,
hydroponics.
You can grow it indoors anywhere.
Anywhere. Any mama's basement. Any grandma's basement.
Have you guys seen Murder Mountain, the documentary?
Yes. Oh my God.
I used to want to go to Humboldt County. No, thank you.
Anyone who Murder Mountain?
Anyone's place?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Anyone who ever says, yeah, man, I was living on Murder Mountain and my buddy got murdered. Yeah, you live on Murder Mountain, dummy. Move off Murder Mountain. Just move a mountain away.
I mean, I don't care what industry's going on in the woods of the mountains. Yeah, it's you're in the woods. You know what I mean? It's not a safe place to be.
But you can
no matter
make
what
a lot
you're
of
doing,
money.
Just because they're growing weed doesn't mean it's all, you know.
And in that documentary,
hippies.
They make that point. Like people get off the bus, like I'm in weed paradise, yeah. Motherfucker. I'm gonna kill you. You step on my property.
And it's just a known thing. They just have missing persons ads all over the telephone poles, and everybody's just like, "Yep, that's how it is in Humboldt. People go there, they never come back."
Oh, that old new wave band, Missing Persons, is playing here all the time. Really depressing artwork, though.
New wave. All right, I want to do a thing now, real quick.
Okay.
And it's our little quiz show part of the show called Marijuana Knows Something. It's trick questions. They're not trick questions, but, you know, ones where you could figure out, you might be able to figure out the answer through logic. Okay. And I don't know the answer already, so we can discuss it. Hmm. What company is the world's largest toy distributor?
Distributor.
Yeah.
Mattel?
And this has a pun to do with weed or something?
No.
No.
we say sadly. Or Mattel is a good guess.
Yeah,
but like you know what I mean? It's got to be something.
Oh,
that's
you're
going like
to say distributor, so it's going to be like Halliburton or something. And we're gonna fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. What company is the world's largest toy distributor?
Oh, Moe Greens.
I'm gonna say.
What about like a Walgreens or something?
Could it be like Disney? Is that
because
they make a lot of toys?
Walmart.
You're right. It probably is Walmart.
I'm going Walmart, I think.
Or Target. I'm gonna go Target just to be contrary.
I mean, there's no more Toys R Us stores, so that rules that out.
Yeah, and it went.
Which is very depressing.
They're a toy retailer, not distributor, right?
I think my Kmart.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The Kmart is. Oh, yes, good point. But there's more aisles, more toy aisles in the Target I go to all the time, I noticed in the last year. Because I hang out
I'm
in
gonna
toy
go with,
aisles.
I'm going to go
because
with...
adults can play with toys now, and it's like more
that's
okay.
Why.
I'm going with Santa's Workshop.
Oh,
okay. I'm still a believer.
Yeah. What's your final answer, Carlisle?
Walmart.
Matt.
Oh, I know the answer.
Matt.
Amazon.
Oh, sneaky business. Alicia, do you agree?
I think I do.
No reason to guess something else,
because
that sounds pretty solid.
Yeah.
Let's check it out. Oh, you son of a... This one stings. Any guesses out there?
I thought it was Disney.
What'd you say?
McDonald's.
Fucking
McDonald's.
Gives the
wow.
Because they distribute
that?
The most toys.
You eat at McDonald's? That's fucked up.
They have the toys, man.
They got the toys, man. That's the answer. They got
sometimes
the toys.
I don't eat there, but I'll go in there when I see a kid eating. And I'll go up, I'm like, are you gonna use that toy? And if they're not, I'll take it.
I had all the Barbies. Little Barbies.
McDonald Barbies?
Ones?
Yes, they were so great. I still get a Happy Meal every now and then for that Barbie.
Oh, I didn't know they had a deal.
Yeah. They're miniature and they're hard plastic. Mm-hmm. So they're like, you can collect them. They're like figurines.
And how long do they smell like a cheeseburger?
Forever. That's for life.
My dog would destroy the Barbies immediately.
All right, we'll try another one of those maybe in the next act while we're dabbing. Thank you, Alicia.
Hey, thanks.
That was awesome. We'll be back with more and the Dab King after this. Oh goodness, we're having so much fun here in the Spacement today. We just learned a lot in that last segment, and now we're gonna learn a little bit more about the world of dabbing. We're here with Carlisle Forrester and Matt Besser and the Dab King himself, Taylor Rizzo. What's my name?
What's my name?
No, really, I don't know what my name
is. I forgot.
I was a little mesmerized by the shirt with my face on it there, face in the middle of a robot.
Little Doug right there.
Yeah, smoking a big blunt or whatever that's
supposed to be. Did you make that? He sells that.
Taylor makes shirts. They're one of a kind.
Yep.
We're selling it for $1,000.
Comes with my armpit stains and all.
Whoa.
No, you can get them for cheap because we're making a bunch of them. Oh, you want to show the back of the shirt?
Yeah.
It's got Getting Dug with High in the back. So, you know, it's a good shirt for wearing maybe with another shirt over it.
I assume we'll get one of those as a parting gift.
Oh, that's an excellent point. We haven't been giving it a gift.
Extra large.
We thought you'd just like another mug, because if you do enough appearances, you got a whole set.
Yeah, I got enough mugs.
Okay. So, yeah, we got to give an upgrade to the people who get too many mugs. So we got to upgrade them to shirt.
And I actually wear shirts.
I see someone's writing that down.
Respectable.
So anyway, that's called the switch right there that Taylor's got. It's from Dr. Dabber.
Yes.
They have a bunch of them at Mo Green's. It looked beautiful. A whole row of them sitting there on a shelf. And but they got other kinds of dab things you can do there too. But let's...
That's the future, man.
Wow.
You're about to put your lips up to the future.
Yeah.
And what would we be having today if we choose to dab? I'm going to do a dab.
We got a couple different sauces.
Sauce?
What is this one? This is strawberry haze.
That sauce is just like, it's just what people are calling it now?
It's the consistency of it. It's how it's made. So shatter is like a version where it kind of comes out and it's hard and you can break it. And sauce is just a new...
Gooier?
Yeah, it's the type. They extract it...
I don't like it too runny. It needs to be...
It's both
sticky and gloopy.
They extract the distillate that's runny, like what you would put into a vape pen, and then also the crystalline THCA, which is just like a different aspect of the THC, and then they reintroduce them back into each other. So it's the crystal and the oil that mixes up and gives you the sauce.
Wow. They can do a new Inside Out with all the different parts of THC communicating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've already thought about that.
Pixar Pier, you can put it right there.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that this takes the blowtorch out of it, because that's always what's a little intimidating.
A little cracky.
Yeah,
all you
a little
need
bit
is a
like we should be doing this around a trash
a
fire.
It's very simple and convenient. You don't need a pro to be there for you.
Yes, I do.
But that's the thing, is I think I could do it without Taylor now, this particular device.
Oh, get the fuck out of
here.
I mean, okay, I get it.
But, we're going to be highlighting other devices on the show. In fact, an episode coming up soon. I'll go ahead and say it right now. We're going to make a special Doug with Dabs episode to be released on 420. So you guys will have something to watch on 420 while I'm in Boston. But I'll probably also, live stream, Periscope, whatever. Okay, so...
Uh-oh.
Oh, it changes color.
Yeah, I'll just do it real quick.
So that tells you when it's ready to
press a button.
Ready to go.
Red means it's heating up. Green means it's good to hit.
And then you hit it like Taylor's doing right there. You take a nice big rip. A lot of people like to take that cover thing off, put it back on. We broke ours already.
That's why the tape is on top.
It's a little dangerous. So. There you go. You just blow it right out. You don't hold it in like with a big weed hit.
Yep, but that's
ready
it.
To go, Matt? You gonna try it?
Would you like to go next?
Okay. Ladies first.
Chivalry.
Okay.
She's not afraid.
I mean, there is a pro present, so
there's
nothing to be afraid of.
And we're all sitting down. I really recommend that if you're not a big dabber.
Yeah, don't
I've seen
do
I've seen some
dabs.
People drop.
Really?
Yeah.
One time I was at a party and this guy had one of those. whippet things with the trigger, you know, and he uh-huh. it was like a glass table like this, and people were sitting around, and he would stand up like this, and he was doing one for me, one for you. There you go, man. Being all happy, he's the king of the party. Bam! Right through the glass table.
Oh, oh my wow.
And people are kind of like, you know, thought bubble kind of deserved it.
Was bad around.
That's what's
bound to happen.
Whippets are bad news.
Oh, man. Did he have like ambulance and stuff or just embarrassing?
I think just cut arm.
Yeah.
So GoFundMe page arm. For the hospital bill?
You lost an arm.
When it turns green, you're good to go.
Okay.
Yeah, you can pick it up if you want to.
You can pick it up. You could, yeah, you could saxophone it.
The chillaxophone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep. Wow.
There you go. Some people worry about,
is this sativa?
Coughing.
This is sativa, yes.
But, you know, you can cough on this show.
You're alone.
I'm holding it in.
It's just permitted.
Feelings. Just kidding.
I was watching Children of Men again last night, and I forgot that Michael Caine gets high at the top of that movie.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, he's a total stoner. He looks like
Strawberry
he's from
Cough.
Yeah, there you go.
He goes, cough, and the guy coughs, and he goes, tastes like strawberry. Strawberry cough. Starts laughing.
That's an amazing movie.
It is.
It's so good.
Deserves rewatches.
That Alfonso Cuarón is a goddamn genius.
Thank you.
He knows how to make a movie.
Okay, for me, what color does it turn to be cool?
We
just had St. Patrick's Day, so let's go with green.
Yeah, that's good.
Green means go, just like a traffic light.
Mm. Oh, cool. I always remember that.
Yeah. Red means do not go unless you think it's about to turn green. Then proceed.
Killed it.
That's good.
Yeah, how big of a dab are you putting in there?
Small to medium size.
At good old Mo Green's, I made the mistake of putting way too big. You know, I was like, let's see what a big old dab is like. Because you know? I was doing it all myself. And
gotta get a pro.
I put a big old stinking dab in there. I mean, I even showed the guy, and he goes, what do you think of that? He's like, we'll see.
You need little dab, will do ya.
It took me like four rips to get through that one dab. And afterwards, I felt great, but it was a bit much.
Yeah, they get intense.
I feel like the dab hit is like for stoners like us that don't have the same sensation from the bong hit anymore. It's like your first bong hit all over again, kind of.
Yeah. I still get, bong hits are still real good for me. Like what I'm losing it with is just sitting around like having just a joint, you know, like that kind of thing. I really do need like something that's like, you know, you can get a big. Big hit off of it. Where's the button?
It's the middle one on the right. The big one.
There it is, yeah. Button. But yeah, the dabs are just, you know, gets to take it to another level.
Definitely, because you do hit like a tolerance level at some point.
Yeah, I think I've hit the tolerance level where I don't get like the instant head change, which I love. And
dabs
this.
Let you like break through the glass ceiling.
Are these good to have with children in the house?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah, if you want to be like a calm parent.
Oh, I mean, if they got a hold of it.
When somebody makes something that just puts weed smoke, you know, just puts cannabis into the air.
Yeah, like a
you
vapor,
just make a whole room, but if you're in the room, you're getting high, just breathing.
Isn't that just any room that you're in, Doug?
No, nice. As you can see, no one else seems to be like, it's hard to breathe in here, you know?
Everyone's asleep.
I just love that there's people working at their desk, like 2 feet from this.
We should grab the fan, though, for in the breaks.
Yeah, these guys are all a little bummed out.
We're doing a couple.
Hardest job.
We're doing a couple of shows today. I should say, get the plugs in, because we're almost done.
Please.
Carlisle Forrester April 27th at Sal's Comedy Hole.
Great name for a club.
Yeah. What street's that on now?
It's on Melrose.
Over on Melrose. Yeah. And then on May 16th at the Dojo in Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard, right in the heart of it, across the street from In-N-Out Burger.
Check it out.
Look for a long line of cars that live their life with their... with too much optimism that it's going to be worth all that waiting to have an In-N-Out Burger.
Yes.
I like them. I used to sit in that line.
They're good.
But...
Nothing's worth a line.
Not worth waiting.
Nothing.
You can't turn off Sunset. You got to come off the... You got to come from the north, and then that way you skip the line.
Oh.
Whoa.
You gotta park let at least one car in. Go ahead.
But then you cheat other human beings.
You still gotta, yeah.
It's a doggy dog world.
Still gotta. You're a dog about word. To eat a cow, actually. Matt Besser, April 20th. I love that you do a special April 20 things all the time. The show is called 420, the 420 show. It's going to be at 4:20 in the afternoon at the UCB Sunset location.
Oh, fun.
Yeah,
don't go to the other one. That'll be, probably won't even be open at that.
Also, I just found out today on Oculus VR, if you guys have that, or Next VR, the VR goggles, it'll be live on Oculus VR goggles, which is the Facebook goggles, at 4:20 Pacific. And we have another show at 7 Pacific right after me.
And you're doing stand-up April 27th in Portland, Oregon. Tickets are at mattbesser.com.
Wait, that's hugely important to me. I'm doing my stand-up special in Portland.
8, 7.
Are we disappearing?
6.
Is that really what's happening? Go to mattbesser.com to find out how April 27th in Portland.
0.
If you're looking for an elite cannabis destination, make the wise choice Mo Greens, the premium consumption lounge in the heart of San Francisco. Go to mogreens.com to plan your visit.